Eduardo Montes Bradley has been making movies for more than 40 years. He's profiled at least 65 people in his films, including the poet Rita Dove and the civil rights activist Julian Bond.
I presented the Julian Bond film at the British Academy in London, and there were several other filmmakers from the generation of the 60s and the 70s, and they all emphasized collaboration. It's a collaborative work. And when it came my turn, I said, I made the film by myself in the basement.
When I phoned Montes Bradley, he was en route to an interview in Santa Fe and had pulled over to take the call.
It's like a country road somewhere between New Mexico and Kansas. There's nothing here.
The trip, he said, was essential.
In order to finish the film, I need to interview this lady, which is a descendant of James Madison, on the black side of the family.
Is that what the film is about?
Yes, it's called The Other Madisons.
Descendants cite oral history in claiming Thomas Jefferson wasn't the only founding father with a mistress.
The Madisons had about 300 slaves over a long period of time. And at some point, a woman was purchased in Fredericksburg. Her name was Mandy. And James Madison Sr. had a child with that woman. And the child was Corrine. And they both were assigned to the kitchen. And then James Madison Sr. had James Madison Jr., which is the author of the Constitution, right? And then he had a child with his half-sister, Corrine.
Bradley Montes loves learning and getting to know his subjects well, which is why he says he must work alone.
In order to establish a communication, a conversation, you need privacy. You need to get to know that person and share time. I don't want to be around people when I do that.
His latest film profiles a 95-year-old composer of operas and choral music, Alice Parker.
Dead of his father.
Riddle me riddle.
Eve is its mother.
Riddle me riddle.
Yet where in the middle there grows the green.
In addition to flying a drone for this film, Montes Bradley brought his knowledge of music to the party.
My dad had a record company, a record label, that was dedicated to classical music and choral music also.
The documentary is called Alice, and it's available through the festival's website now through Sunday. I'm Sandy Houseman.